Lutheran Radio presents Cross Encounters with Pastor John Ehlers.
Over the last few days, I've been thinking about what a paradox the church is. And what really struck me is how the church is extremely exclusive, but also universally inclusive. Let me try and illustrate this to you. The worship of the church is to be exclusive. The first commandment, which is found in Exodus chapter 20, verse 3, says, "You shall have no other gods before me." And the prophet Jeremiah warns God's chosen people, "Do not go after other gods to serve and to worship them, or provoke me to anger with the work of your hands." Jeremiah 25, verse 6. And in Isaiah chapter 43, verses 10 and 11, God declares that He alone is God. Quote, "Before me no God was formed, nor shall there be any after me. I am the Lord, and beside me there is no Savior." Even Jesus upholds the exclusive worship of God in Luke chapter 4, verse 8, when He rebukes Satan by saying, "You shall worship the Lord your God, and Him only shall you serve." The church also teaches that salvation comes only and exclusively through Jesus Christ in His death and His resurrection for us. In John chapter 14, verse 6, Jesus declares, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." Do you want to come to God? Then you've got to go through Jesus. And the church honors only the name of Jesus, for it is in that name only that we have salvation and life. Peter proclaimed before the Sanhedrin in Jerusalem, quote, "And there is salvation in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved." Acts 4, verse 12. And the Apostle Paul also notes the wonder and majesty of Jesus' name when he says, "At the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth and confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father." Philippians chapter 2, verses 10 and 11. Only Jesus saves us. And Jesus saves us exclusively through His grace, that is, the undeserved love of God for sinners. Humans cannot do even the smallest bit to win God's favor or to procure our own salvation. God is not interested in our good works or our behavior. Instead, Paul informs us that our salvation is completely and utterly dependent upon God's grace revealed to us through Jesus. Quote, "For by grace you have been saved, through faith. And this is not of your own doing. It is the gift of God, not a result of works, so that no one may boast." Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 and 9. We can add nothing to what Christ has already done for us on the cross. And these teachings about the exclusivity of the Christian faith, that is doctrine, are revealed to us in God's Word, the Bible. The inspired Word of God is our only source and measuring stick for all aspects of doctrine and life. Paul urges Timothy to be, quote, "well acquainted with the sacred writings, which are able to make you wise unto salvation through faith in Christ Jesus. For all Scripture is breathed out by God and profitable for teaching, reproof, for correction, and for training in righteousness." 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 15 and 16. What we teach and what we preach about God must come only from the Scriptures, because nothing else is inspired by God. But the church is also universally inclusive. God desires that everyone should come to know Him and worship the triune God. Psalm 67 sums it up beautifully. "Let all the peoples praise you, O Lord. Let all the peoples praise you." The Church also holds that the exclusive salvation which comes only through Jesus is open to all people. The book of Revelation gives us a wonderful picture of this fulfillment when we read in chapter 7, "After this I looked, and behold a great multitude that no one could number, from every nation, from all tribes and peoples and languages, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed in white robes, with palm branches in their hands, crying out with a loud voice, 'Salvation belongs to our God and to the Lamb who sits on the throne.'" The salvation procured by the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world, extends to everyone and will include people from every corner of our globe. This fact illustrates the truth that God's grace in Christ is open and available to everyone who will receive it. Therefore, as one trespass led to condemnation for all men, so one act of righteousness leads to justification and life for all men. Romans chapter 5, verse 18. No one is excluded. Jesus died for all, and all sins have been covered by God because in Christ grace abounds. And the teachings of Scripture, which exclusively reveal to us who God is and what He has done to accomplish our salvation, are open to everyone, and He wants us to read it. They have been translated into hundreds of languages, and the Holy Spirit still continues using them to create and to nurture faith in the hearts of those who read and study the Bible. The Church's witness to these exclusive claims of the Christian faith is to provide an inclusive welcome to all to come and believe in Jesus Christ. You are not excluded, but the promise of forgiveness, life, and salvation in Christ is yours. God has included you. Let us pray. Lord God Almighty, even as you bless your servants with various and unique gifts of the Holy Spirit, continue to grant us the grace to use them always to your honor and glory, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be and remain with you always. Amen.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.